Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast. Brace yourself.
I've been trying not to feel so mean, but I found myself crying to the washing machine. You know what I mean?
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The last time that singer-songwriter Laura Cantrell joined us in the Soundcheck studio, she was paying tribute to the songs of Kitty Wells, one of the first great female stars of country music. Now, Laura Cantrell is back in our studio, this time with a new album full of original songs. It's called No Way There From Here, and it comes out on Tuesday. The Nashville-born, New York City-based musician is here with her band to play some songs for us today. This one's called Can't Wait, Laura Cantrell, live on Soundcheck. The song is called Can't Wait, and it is new from Laura Cantrell, singing and playing guitar, Mark Spencer playing guitar, doing some backing vocals, Kenny Kosek on fiddle, Franklin Bruno at our piano, Jeremy Chatsky playing the bass, and pretty much all of these folks have been here on Soundcheck before, all helping Laura out. She's playing songs from her new album called No Way There From Here, which is out on Tuesday. Hi, Laura.
Hey, John. How are
you? Song's called Can't Wait, which suggests a certain impatience, but you have been very patient in the making of this record.
I'm not sure that I've been Well, yes, we've taken our time, let's put it that way. We've had a leisurely pace at times, but not always feeling so patient.
Well, there was the Kitty Wells record, which had one or two original songs, but a full album of Laura Cantrell songs, we got to go back to like 2005 or 7 or something.
Yes, no, 2005 we had the Humming by the Flowered Vine record,
right.
So it's been several years. And in fact, even that record and my previous ones didn't feature as many of my own original songs. So this is really the first time where I've written almost everything except for one song.
And a number of collaborations on this album, songwriting collaborations.
That's right.
Have you done that before?
You know, it's something I started to do after my daughter was born. I have a 7-year-old girl in school in Jackson Heights, and
hang on, let me do the math here. 2005. I think I begin to see.
Exactly. Put it all together. The big picture emerges. No, it definitely was a useful tool for me when I found myself with less free time mm-hmm. for myself, but to help me be a little bit more productive. And sometimes it's great to just have somebody who you're working with tell you, you know, what's the good part of a song to keep and what's worth working on and
right.
what to, you know, maybe put back on the shelf or back in the oven for a little while. So
you co-wrote some stuff with Franklin here.
That's
who's
right,
at the
Franklin
piano,
Bruno.
And with Camera Obscura's Tracy Ann Campbell,
right.
the Scottish
mm-hmm.
indie pop band. And some songs with Amy Allison
Allison.
Well, who I don't think I know. Who is she, a local?
Amy Allison is a local writer. She's actually the daughter of Mose Allison.
Oh, really?
Yes, and she's a local country singer-songwriter. You know, Mose's family was from Mississippi, and
mm-hmm.
But he raised his family on Long Island, so she has this great mix of, like, Mississippi roots and a Long Island, you know, upbringing. And she's a really wonderful craftsperson. So she's been a great person to collaborate with. We did a couple songs that ended up on the record, and we have a couple more that we've
got
in the can, too.
I want to play for people the lead-off track, just a little bit of it, because it's such a great song with such a great title. And this is one of the ones you and Amy co-wrote.
That's right.
It's called All the Girls Are Complicated. This is a little bit from the record by Laura Cantrell called No Way There From Here.
All the girls are complicated. All the girls will work you hard, and they break their hearts, just who they are. They're just working out who they are. All my friends are raving mad, make me so crazy, but you know I'm glad that I've got someone I can lean upon. Oh, and I know I'm not the only one. From the ones who tend their looks, to the ones that mind their books, to the one who's got her hooks in you. You know she doesn't have a thing to prove.
That is a song from Laura Cantrell's new album, No Way There From Here, and that is from the album, the song co-written with Amy Allison. It's called All the Girls Are Complicated. Who's that aimed at?
Well, you know, I will say, it says it in the song, you know, all my friends are raving mad. You know, it's somewhat for friends, my sister, my 7-year-old girl, you know, mm-hmm. we could see it in everybody, myself. So I felt like we were all fair game.
There's almost an echo of the Birds in some of the guitar playing mm-hmm. on that track.
Well, I had always loved the sound of the 12-string guitar, and it's part of that. It's part of sort of classic pop sound that became part of country rock
right.
in the late '60s. When you mentioned the Birds, and it's part of the Beatles. You know, we love mm-hmm. to refer to that when we can. And
Graham Parsons.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, you're in this PBS documentary called Nashville 2.0, The Rise of Americana. What do you make of, I mean, Americana's having yet another moment, it seems, you know, with Inside Llewyn Davis.
Yes.
And,
you know, it's interesting. I mean, there are cycles to all of these, you know, kind of trends in music, I guess, as you would put it. But I think that it's interesting now that Americana as a category of music would be recognized as something that contains all the elements of country and blues and folk that kind of don't fit into other commercial genres. Mm. And it's a little bit more expansive, a concept for a genre that could incorporate things that otherwise might not seem like they fit.
And that's kind of the interesting thing about Americana as a term, is that it incorporates so many different things. It doesn't really mean anything. And yet,
that's,
you know, kind of like pornography, though. I know it when I see it, that sort of thing. What is the state of Americana these days?
Oh, I think it's, I don't know if I want to say if it's healthy or not. I think it's
Well, that's a very presidential State of the Union kind yes. of term, so you can say that.
Well, I think it's an interesting place to find things. You know, there are really great singer-songwriters. Jason Isbell had a great year last year and
yep.
wonderful
Coming
music.
Coming into the studio
right.
shortly.
And I like the idea that something like, you know, his music, he's from Alabama, and then the Alabama Shakes and, you know, all of these, the Luther Dickinson's Sons, you know, the...
Right.
Or Jim Dickinson's Sons.
Yeah, the
you know
North Mississippi All-Stars.
That,
yeah,
that
yeah.
You know, they could all kind of fit under an umbrella together, because they do, there are relationships, I think, between all these things, but they're not always played on the same channels on the radio. So that's the state of Americana.
Okay. The state of Americana, as given to us by Laura Cantrell, the singer-songwriter whose new album is called No Way There From Here. It comes out on Tuesday. Laura and the band performing at Joe's Pub on Wednesday night and playing here today. You want to do the title track for
us? I would
us?
Love to.
All right. The song is called No Way There From Here. Once again, Laura Cantrell with Mark Spencer on guitar, Kenny Kosick on fiddle, Franklin Bruno's at our piano, Jeremy Chatsky playing the bass. Give Laura a moment to strap on her guitar once again, and we'll hear the title track from the new record, No Way There From Here.
I was sitting in the dark as a band played on, listening to the words of an old southern song. It was a January day, but it felt just like June. I could feel the heat of the house getting late in the day, your hand in mine as we made our way, cool green grass where we lay right down. When I knew who I was and who I wanted to be, but there's no way there from here. No bridge across the ocean, no path up through the mountain, a trip back through the years, oh, the tears. There's no way there from here. No turn I might have taken. Each day when I awaken, the dream that seemed so clear disappears. There's no way there. Pages of a book that fell from the shelf while the dishes shook. Tattered bits of flattery, not just for my vanity. I will take you out or tuck you in. Be there when your day begins. Hold you while you dreams to keep. but there's no way there from here. No bridge across the ocean. No path up through the mountain. A trip back through the years. Oh, the tears. The dream that seems so clear disappears. There's no way there from here. I was sitting in the dark as the band played on, listening to the words of an old southern song.
That is a song by Laura Cantrell called No Way There From Here. You might have recognized another song towards the very end there as well. No Way There From Here is the name of Laura Cantrell's new album, out on Tuesday. She and the band are performing Wednesday night at Joe's Pub here in New York, and they're playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. Let's hear another song. This one's called Starry Skies.
Kibi.
One, two, three. You're under starry skies, and it's all right. Yeah, on your own in the world at night, and it's all right. I hope your river's running wide and deep. Christmas time, and it's all right. I feel the traffic pulling like the tide, and I've got a wind in my sail tonight. It's just fine. Yes, yes, it's all right. When I dream myself. Don't you know it's just fine? Yes, yes, it's all right. Yes, it's so fine. Yeah, trucks humming up Highway 9. Yes, it's so fine. Big yellow moon in my window pane. A glimpse of silver from a passing plane. It's just fine. Yes, yes, it's all right. When I dream. Fine. Don't you know it's just fine? Don't you know it's just fine? Yes, yes, it's all right.
Laura Cantrell and her band doing Starry Skies. In the key of B, apparently. So now we know the key, we know the rhythm, we got everything there. Starry Sky is the name of it from Laura Cantrell's latest album called No Way There From Here, which comes out on Tuesday, but Laura and the band performing it live here in the Soundcheck studio today. So Laura, the record is coming out on Thrift Shop Recordings.
That's right.
This is a reference to the Radio Thrift Shop. The radio show that you did for so many years?
It's my global micro brand, the Radio Thrift Shop. Yes, you know, it's basically a self-released album. We've done it through a distributor that worked with Diesel Only, my old label, that was also run by my husband, Jeremy. You know, the time had come to, you know, just kind of take things into my own hands. So, yes, it is a reference to the thrift shop.
You haven't done the Radio Thrift Shop in a while, right?
I have not. I've been I call myself emeritus, DJ emeritus at WFMU.
A recovering radio announcer.
Exactly. I would love to do some more radio, but it's tough schedule-wise.
You sat in this chair when I was away.
I did. I have to tell you, this was the hardest show I've ever done.
Well, now, the last time you were on that side of the microphone on the show, I mentioned earlier, you were doing the Kitty Wells record. That was 2011.
Right.
She was still alive then.
She was.
She passed away the next year.
She did.
And you wrote something really lovely about her for the Daily Beast. What do you want people to remember about Kitty Wells?
Just the how much great music she made. You know, she kind of becomes a factoid in a history lesson about country music, first, you know, woman to make an album or whatever, first million selling, first single, you know, those are all these little facts about her. But she actually had this incredible career where she made 50 plus albums and a lot of great heartfelt music in her catalog that is not that well remembered these days. So that was really my impulse, was to bring attention back to her music.
Well, glad that you're now bringing that attention back to your own music.
Thank
with the
you.
New record. It's called No Way There From Here. Laura Cantrell, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
By the way, we shot video of today's session. Find it at soundcheck.org. And if you subscribe to WNYC's YouTube channel, we'll update you every time we post new videos. Thanks for listening.
Listen close to her, just as if your life depended.